The word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Father, we are grateful. We celebrate you. What else can we say? The words thank you are not enough. Lord, to say thank you is not enough. We don't have vocabulary to express our appreciation, our delightfulness, our gratefulness unto you for all that you have been doing for us. There are many things you are doing that we don't see with our eyes. Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. We thank you for the altar of mercy that is always speaking. We thank you for the altar of grace that is always speaking. We thank you for your favor that is always speaking. Unto you be all the glory. This morning, when we were asleep, even those who couldn't sleep, even those who just were able to barely make 30 minutes, 20 minutes of sleep, within that time, when we were unconscious, anything could happen. Anything could happen. Even when we are awake, hey, we are walking around, our eyes cannot see into the spirit world. We cannot see the demons that are flying among us. We cannot see the creatures that are walking with us and driving with us. Even human beings that we see are not real human beings. They are demons. But you have not opened our eyes to see. Otherwise, we can never feel comfortable. Yet, Lord, your hand is upon us. Your hand has been preserving and protecting and watching. Your eyes are watching over us and you are keeping us. We are grateful. We are grateful. All that the enemy plans for us, all that the agent, the children of the devil project against us, we are grateful. This morning, Father, we celebrate you. We thank you for bringing us, O God, into another week, which will end, O God, this month and cross us over, O God, into a new month. To you be all the glory. We celebrate you. We honor you. We worship you. We adore you. Lord, we say you are King. Thank you so much, Lord. This morning, take charge. Take charge of us. Take charge of the platform. Take charge of the atmosphere. Let the blood, the altar of the blood speak for us. Let the altar of the blood speak for us. Let the altar of the blood speak for us. Holy Spirit, lead us. Give each and every one of us online an encounter. Father, an encounter that will leave, oh God, a real mark, Father God, on our lives. An encounter that will give us testimonies. Unto you be the glory. Father, thank you. We bless you and we honor you. Even in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I welcome you to Power for Today. Power for Today, coming your way from Destiny House Podcast of Destiny TV. Of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church House of Destiny, located at Kotobabi, down near Ebony Hotel. I am the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys Pascal and the media team, our technician. This morning, we want to look at the theme, Let the God of the Stages Take Charge or Show Up. Let the God of the stages take charge or show up. Let the God of the stages take charge or show up. Beloved, as we heard yesterday, those of us who were there or followed online, I think these things God is bringing us back. These are the fundamental things that we should have been taught at New Converse class and the discipleship class. Our Christian walk with the Lord Jesus Christ is in stages. Our walk with God is in stages. And at every stage is a class. It's a school. It's a test. There are lessons. There are lessons. We have seen the stages that God took the Israelites through in Exodus chapter 17, verse 1. The whole Israelite community set out from the desert of Sin, traveling from place to place as the Lord commanded. Traveling from place to place as the Lord commanded. I need to explain. This place to place is not changing churches. No. It's not changing churches. It's the stages in your life that God takes you through. They camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. So they quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." Why did God camp them at a place where there is no water? It was for a purpose. In fact, after Moses provided the water, what did God say? He said, "So you people don't believe in me? Do you think I am so unwise to bring you to a place where there is no water and to camp you there?" Always read what God said after they have complained and then God provide, the miracle. So every stage of your life, including your mistakes, any mistake you are going to make that God knows that he can use to develop you, to test you, to build you, to purify you, so that he can impart his nature in you, so that he can impart his power in you, so that he can impart his grace in you, God will allow it. He will allow you to make that mistake. He will allow you to make that mistake in him. If only that mistake will draw you closer to him, he will allow you. If the devil is going to attack you and it will get him to have to develop what he wants to do through that attack, he will allow the devil. Any battle, any challenge, he will allow it. I'm telling you, he will allow it. He will allow it. But this morning, I want to show you a few things that we need to do in our stages. Our stages are different. Oh God, sorry. I should have been recording this. These powerful things I'm saying, I see power coming out of me. Sorry, oh Lord. Forgive me. I should have been recording this myself. You know, we are, life is in stages. So our walk with Christ is in stages. God's main goal for you here on earth is to be like Jesus. That the day he will call you, the day the pastor stands to fetch the sand and pour on your body in the grave to say, ashes to ashes, earth to earth, the spirit will live to God. When the pastor is doing that, angels will be celebrating because you finish your work. You finish your work. You really manifested and demonstrated Christ. I was watching Billy Graham. Billy Graham died at the age of 99. In his last days, when he was in the wheelchair, in the home where they take care of them, Billy Graham was saying, "I am going to heaven. I am going to heaven. I am going to heaven. I've finished. I am going to heaven. I've already seen my mansion several times. I am going to heaven. I am going to heaven." You know, God didn't bring us here to come and die like chickens. Unfortunately, people die, and we pastors, we say all kinds of good things the Lord has given, the Lord has taken. We say all those things to encourage people. Some are killed. Some kill themselves. When you don't know how to handle your stages, and you allow your stages to overshadow you, you will die before your time. Life on earth is in stages. I am talking about the experiences that God takes you through. Look, sometimes your husband is a stage. Your husband's behavior, your wife's behavior, your children's behavior, your boss in your work, at your workplace, your colleagues, a situation, a circumstance, an attack, a battle. They are all stages. They are all stages. They are all stages. And of course, we read in Numbers 33 again from verse 1. Here are the stages in the journey of the Israelites when they came out of Egypt by divisions under the leadership of Moses and Aaron. 2. At the Lord's command, Moses recorded the stages in their journey. This is their journey by stages. Why did God say they should record the stage? Every stage has a record. Somebody should write it. Every stage has a record in heaven. That record is how you behave, what you said, that will qualify you, how you handle yourself, and the role that God plays. Again, every stage, the school, the testing and the trials that God meant for you in that stage. That's why stages are hot, recorded. That is why stages are hot, recorded. God asked Moses to record the stages. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The stages, they are real. Let me tell you, the very day you became born again, that was the day that God's agenda and purpose for your life began. That was the day that your file was opened. And the first page of your file was God's purpose for sending you into this world. God's purpose for sending you into this world, either through these people who just walk about and sleep anywhere, either through a squatter, either through a kayaye, either through whatever. God doesn't care. Look, God doesn't care where he sends you through. I'm telling you. God just looks at a vessel that can bring forth, then he sends you. He said, I'm telling you today, you never chose your parents. In fact, I heard a lady quarreling with the mother and say, I wouldn't have chosen you. I would never have chosen you. I don't know how you came and became my mother. I am not sure you are my mother. I was passing, I stopped and I was looking at her. And I called her, I clapped, and I called her. She was fuming. I bowed down to her. I said, Madam, I beg you. I beg you. Immediately I did that, she started crying. I put my hand on her. Some years ago, I've been doing some of these things. I'm driving and I stop. I just speak a word. The atmosphere changes. People want to fight. I just speak a word. The atmosphere changes because we are peacemakers. Do that when you are led by the Spirit of God, not that you are just doing it. You see? And so once you come, Why did God send you here? In that purpose, look, even the kind of woman or man you should marry, not the name, the kind, the type of woman. Now, first of all, whether you are made to marry, it is there. Married or unmarried, it is there. So if you are made to marry, what kind of person will go with you? What kind of man or woman will go? It is there. Not the name. Not the person. But the character. The character you need. The character you need around you. To fulfill the character you need around you. To fulfill your purpose. The character you need around you to do what? To fulfill your purpose. The character you need around you to fulfill your purpose. Look. And then, in that purpose, are the stages that God will take you through. The stages of training. The day he will call you. The days that are set for you here on earth. It is all there. It is all there. I can see this thing in my life, in the life of my wife. We can see this thing clearly in our... I can now understand the dreams. Yesterday, God was showing me some of the dreams I was having when we were in secondary school. There will be a crowd at a crusade. A crowd that myself and Gladys will come out of the crowd. We'll come out of the crowd. We are walking and we are holding our hands. Secondary school form 2. Secondary school form 3. I say, wow. I thought it was just a dream. Just a dream. No, I did not even pray. I mean, even though I was praying for my marriage, but oh no, this is just a dream. And because we're friends, this is just a dream. And I am just the dreams. So what is God telling you? I've dealt with dreams. Dreams are, I mean, God's intention. God is speaking to you his mind, his intention. He's revealing the plans of the enemy. Dreams come to do what? To define you so that you keep your life well, so that you don't do some things, so that you do some things, so that you know the things you are going through, beloved. Stages are recorded. Because stages are very important in God's calendar. Every stage is painful. Every stage is difficult. Every stage is lonely. Every stage is uncertain. Some of the stages are pleasant, like they came to Mara. From Mara, they came to Elim, where there were hot springs of water, 70 palm trees. It was a cool place. They drank water plenty. I mean, oh, they were refreshed. So some stages, some of you, oh, everything is going on well now. Oh, everything. Your husband is so loving. Your wife is so loving. Everything. I mean, there is peace. You are always singing. You are, yes, Ecclesiastes 14. What does it say? When things are good, say, praise God. But when things become bad, consider. Because it is part of God's stage. Did I say Ecclesiastes 14? No, Ecclesiastes doesn't have 14. Ecclesiastes, is it 7:14 or something? Ecclesiastes, yes, Ecclesiastes 7:14. When times are good, be happy. But when times are bad, consider. God has made the one as well as what the other. These are stages of life here on earth. You know, God doesn't just allow stages. Stages are things that he used to impart his identity and image into us. It is through stages that we earn the anointing. It is through stages that we earn glory. It is through stages. It is through stages. Yesterday after church, somebody called me. He said, Pastor, He's not a member. Say, man, another pastor, say, you are dangerous. I was shocked. Say, man of God, you are dangerous. Do you remember we were at the cancer meeting and you just said to me, by you, you'll be traveling soon. You are traveling. You are traveling. You are going to Spain. Say, pastor, I am at the airport right now. I am going to Spain. Pastor, I am at the airport. I am going to Spain. Your name just came that I should call you. I just remembered last year when you spoke to me. I didn't even have passport. In fact, I doubted. I said, this man cry. I was quiet. I said, yes, yes, yes. When I was saying that, you were just quiet and smiling. You see, you don't get to that place easily. God will pass you through all stages. Even Jesus Christ in Hebrews. In Hebrews chapter 5, from verse 8, from verse 5, Jesus passed through hot stages. He suffered obedience. He learned obedience from what? The things he suffered. He learned obedience from what? The things he suffered. Christianity, suffering is part. I'm telling you. And our suffering is not just suffering. Our suffering is a school to build our faith. It's a school to build God's nature in us. It's a school to build us so that we can adequately represent him. So that God can boast of us. Unfortunately, people have given up. People have allowed stages to backslide. Yes. Let me tell you this, and then we pray. Be mindful of the thoughts that you entertain during stages. Be mindful of the thoughts. Take note of this. Somebody should write it. Be mindful of the thoughts that you entertain. The thoughts. Thoughts will come. Thoughts will come. Thoughts will come. Look, your time is going. Look, your this. Look, your that. Look, your this. Look, your that. Thoughts. Be mindful. Number two, be mindful of voices you entertain in your ears. Be mindful of voices. In Job chapter 26, verse 4. Job 26, verse 4. This week, I want us to pray. Job 26, by see, the message too is good. Job 26, verse 4. Who has helped you utter these words? And whose spirit spoke from your mouth? Whose spirit spoke from your mouth, beloved? Look, even when it comes to prophet, the people we call prophet, please, 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, it says, we should test all spirit. We should test all hot spirit. Even what I'm saying right now, if you know how to test spirit, test it. Whether what this man of God is saying, he's speaking by the spirit of God or by his own mind or by himself or by another spirit. I pity people who have fallen into what we call prophetic entrapment. Prophetic what? Entrapment. Everything they are calling a prophet. Small thing they are calling a prophet. Prophet, I had this dream. Prophet, this. Prophet. Look, prophets are good. We need them. But prophets in the New Testament are what? Supplementary. Prophets are meant to draw us. They are meant to contribute for the image of Jesus to be built in us. I am telling you. In the Old Testament, the prophetic ministry was what? Absolute. All the fivefold ministry, they were inside the prophetic. So in the Old Testament, Samuel like this, Samuel was a prophet apostle. Prophet apostle. Elijah was a prophet apostle. Elisha was a prophet apostle. Amos was a prophet pastor. A prophet pastor, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, they were prophet teachers. They were prophet teachers. Jonah was a prophet evangelist. Jonah was a prophet evangelist. But in the New Testament, this fivefold ministry, in fact, this ministry have now become hot, independent, so that they can function to the full measure. That was why in the Old Testament, there was so much heavy burden on the prophet. Hey, in the Old Testament, I wouldn't like to be a prophet. No, I wouldn't like to be a prophet. It was too heavy. You make a little mistake, and bam. But the New Testament, it has been what? Decentralized. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit, for the word. I have to give you an offering for this. It has been what? Decentralized. Decentralized. So, look, your first contact in everything is the Holy Spirit in you. Is the Jesus in you. In you, your second contact is the word. Set the Bible for the word. Then, before the prophet, before anybody, please, at every stage, be careful the thoughts you entertain. Be careful the voices you entertain. Be careful, number three, the pictures or images you give your eyes to. Be careful the pictures or the images, the imaginations. The imaginations. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. Jeremiah chapter 1, 11 and 12. God asked Jeremiah, what do you see? What do you see? He told Jeremiah, you have seen well. Beloved, in every stage, don't be silent. Don't suffer in silence. Don't suffer in silence. In fact, yesterday, somebody came and gave me 100 CDs and taught me how to pronounce Osinachi, not Osisi. Not say, Pastor, I am here to teach you how to pronounce this word. So, take this 100 CD. Hold it. Now, say Osinachi. Then I will say Osinachi. Osinachi. Oh, 10 times. So when I came home, I have to revise it because I told the person I won't fail you again. So I have to revise it. So I revised it this morning when I woke up and I knew I was going to use her as an example. I had to. So that's why today is hot. Osinachi. So you, that person, your 100 CDs has not gone wasted. It's hot. Osinachi. Chi is not O-C-C-Chi or whatever. O-C-N-A-Chi. O-C-N-A-Chi. Don't suffer in silence. Look, when it gets to a certain situation, please, look, talk to God. Number one, always talk to those of you who can pray in tongues. It is in stages that we speak in tongues. Because let me tell you, you don't understand what is happening. Every stage is a place of an uncertainty, unknown. Difficult. You don't understand. It's a place of loneliness. It's a place of adversity. Look, there are things you cannot share with people. As a pastor, sometimes when people come to me and they are sharing things, it makes me humble. As a young pastor, when I started coming up, during AFRC time, PNDC time, PNDC time, NDC, whatever, during that time, I was young. In the ministry. And I was entering homes. People were taking me to homes. Taking me to offices. Taking me to places. To go and pray for people. Look, when I hear people's situation, it makes me humble. When I leave there, I say, God, I thank you that I'm not part of this family. I thank you that look, people have foundations, foundational diseases, foundational sicknesses, foundational issues. Money at home, marriages are not working. Money, everything working. Marriage, zero. Childbirth, zero. So and so is working. There is a sickness and a disease. So and so is working well. But cancer, diabetes. so, so and so, but no happiness, no joy. These are spiritual issues and foundational issues. Beloved, don't suffer in silence. Pray in tongues. Let God lead you who to share with. Not anybody at all. Very soon, I am going to come up with a counseling center where people will just go and talk. And talk. But you know something? Let me tell you. Look, I realize this message on stages, I have to take it in series after Easter. After Easter, I have to take it in series because the Lord was, look, during your stage, people will interpret your situation, I mean, different ways. Look at him. Now he doesn't like people. Now he's quiet. Now he's reserved. Now so and so, you don't know. You don't know what people are going to. It's a stage. And one thing that is good for every stage is gossip. Let people gossip. God was telling me, he gave me scripture. They gossip about Sarah. They gossip about Elizabeth. They gossip about people were gossiping. The people that gossip is good. Don't hide your stage. I'm not saying that go and share everybody to know. No. But just be. Just be. Today you are wearing one dress. Wear the same dress every day. Let people talk. So that the day your dressing has changed, they will change their talk. When you are walking today, walk. Yes. Sometimes I see people, I'm standing at a place, they get to the church side, I see them changing their shoe because they walk a distance. Sometimes they get there, then they take something from their bag to wipe their shoe before they enter. I just nod my head. I say, God bless you. You are going to drive in your car. You are going to drive in car. They don't see me. I stand at a place, I'm watching. It's a stage. Youth, go through the stage. Don't subvert. Don't cut. Because there is a word I want. Don't subvert the stage. Don't truncate. Thank you, Lee. Don't truncate the stage. I beg you. Don't truncate. People have truncated the stages. I see people becoming general overseers. Somebody left deliverance. Joined himself to another ministry. I thank God the other day, God was just using this for me to relax. He said, you see, when he joined that ministry, then the same thing he was doing in deliverance, he was doing it there. Then now one day, he went to tell the friend that he has joined for them to do ministry that he has been told somewhere that he is also a general. So two generals cannot work together. So he's going to form his church. The other day, God was just reminding me. I said, Lord, I thank you. I have been vindicated. I have been heard vindicated. Everything will show. People are showing their character wherever they go. Look, character is like your shadow. You cannot hide it. And please, watch people who speak to you in your stages. Watch the voices, people who you give your ears to, watch them. Because, look, if the devil wants to destroy you, he uses people. If God wants to make you, he uses people. This morning, the Holy Spirit was just reminding me. The devil has used people to create a wedge between me and my former associate. Because he did not know how to handle it. Because there is a vast difference between senior pastor and associate. This was what the Ave people were doing to me at North Kaneshi. Do you know that this man doesn't like Aves? This man doesn't like Aves. Why don't you leave? We'll help you to form a church. But do you know what God told me? You are here to learn. You are here to learn. Forever and ever, he is your spiritual father. You can never write your history without him. You are here to learn. That was what I was hearing. Oh, until one day, a family sent a pastor from somewhere to come and insult me. Have you seen any every man shining? You, the way God is using you, this man is sitting on you, and you are there. You are there. You are there. You are not thinking. You are not wise. Sister, so, so, and so. And the family say, I should come and tell you this. I say, is that so? Today, as I'm talking, about 15 years ago, the whole family is dead. They promised to get me a land at Swan Lake. A land at Swan Lake to start a ministry, North Carnation Swan Lake. I said, I'm not ready. I am here to learn. I am not ready. You see, if you don't know, look, people will step in and spoil your relationship. When people are telling you this person is bad, this person is like this, be careful, go yourself, go closer. Look, I know people. People are very pretentious. I thank God that he has shown me people's heart. People come closer to you. They are very, very what? Pretentious. Pretentious. I'm telling you. Pretentious. They are not what they are with you when they are with you. They show a different part. But when they leave you, what they say about you, who they are behind you, I thank God that he shows us all so that you know how to work with people. Be careful. If you don't know how to manage this and you open up today where I am, what I'm doing today is because of the training I received. Today, any place this man goes, he introduces me. People call me from Dallas. People call me from Oklahoma. People call me from so-so-and-so. Are you Reverend Dr. Delali Boja? Some Ghanaians, a Ghanaian called me. He said, are you Reverend Dr. Delali? In fact, my own sister, Maryland, she called me, say, hey, my brother, I didn't know Pastor Harry likes you like this. Oh, he came to our church and for 15 minutes he was talking about you. I was sitting with my husband. I was sitting with Mark. He was talking about you. And we were shocked. We nearly jumped to say that is my brother. That is my brother. But after church, we went and greeted. Oh, yes. Gloria. Oh, Gloria, yes. My sister called me and told me. If I had listened to people, some of you online, you are the contributor because people are calling you mama, mama. Huh? You want people to call you mama, 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 mama. So you encourage them. Because you want somebody, they use mama, mama, mama to mislead you. I know all of you who are behind secretly. I am not saying don't be behind. Who? Watch what people say. We want to pray right now. At every stage, be careful. I will continue on Wednesday. How somebody lost her life because she refused to listen to me. It was after her death that I heard I will never listen to Pastor because of what people say he is. I said, look, leave that house. You lost your mother. You lost your brother. Leave this house. It's where the thing is coming from. She has managed, she could say, no, me. Later, before I heard, me, I will never listen to anything Pastor says. And it pains me that I cried. Say, Lord,
at the stage where I am.
Lord help me. Let me know how to handle myself. Holy Spirit, let me know how to handle myself. In every stage. Let me know, Lord. Let me know, Lord. Let me know, Lord. Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
take charge.
Take charge.
Take charge.
Take charge.
Take charge.
Take charge.
Of my stages.
Take charge of my stages.
Take charge of my stages.
Take charge of my
stages. Take charge of my stages.
Take charge of my stages.
Take charge of my stages.
Take charge of my stages.
Take charge of my stages.
Take charge of my stages. Yes, Lord.
Take charge of my stages.
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 Take charge of
my stages.
Take charge of my stages.
Take charge of my stages. Take charge of my stages.
Take charge of my stages.
Take charge of my stages.
Take charge of my stages.
Take charge of my stages.
Yes, Lord.
Papa rakata kabaya.
Take charge of my stages.
Ile papa rakata kaba itale
bekere basata. Le papa rukutu kaba itale beshukuru baze.
Le papa rakata kaba itala
bashukutu kaba ya.
Balika rabasa kata kaba itale bekere bazukutu kaba ya. Abalike teke barakata kaba itale beshe. Le papa rakata kaba itale beshukuru kata. Le papa rakata kaba itale beshe.
Take charge,
Lord.
Take charge,
take charge.
Take charge,
take charge.
Take charge, take charge.
Take charge,
take charge. Take charge,
take charge.
Take charge,
le papa rakata kabaya.
Ile
papa iteke baya.
Ibeleke
teke barakata kabaya. Ibeleke teke barakata kabaya.
Ali
papa araba atakabaya katakabaya. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
As we read Exodus today, I will take 50 minutes of your time. So end at 8:15, please. 8:15.
7:15.
Sorry, 7:15. 7:15. Forgive me. You know something? In Exodus 15, yesterday we read 16. At the stage where they got there and there was no food, and God told them, I will rain manna. Do you know how they call manna? What is it? Or what is this? That's the nature of study. You can't describe what you are going through. You can't understand. You can't know whether God is with you. Hey, we've gone through things. Job went through it. He even cursed the day he was born. Jeremiah went through it. Jeremiah also cursed the day he was born. Stages are painful, are lonely, are difficult, uncertain, unknown. Stages, they are lonely because you don't know who to share with. You don't know who will understand you. So we call it, what is this? They call it, what is this? What am I going to do? Look, there are times when you are just losing money. There are times when nothing is stable. There are times when it looks as if prayers are not being answered. There are times when you don't hear God. There are times when you don't feel God. There are times when you have to be borrowing. There are times when people are just gossiping. There are times when people are just manifesting hatred, hatred, hatred. Do you know? Every stage holds your testimony. It all depends on you. What you do with that stage. No stage is permanent. No stage is permanent. Every stage is a school. It's a test of your faith. It's a test of your heart. It's a building of your character. That is Christianity. We want to pray right now. Prophesy to the stage. Prophesy to the stage. And tell the stage, you hold my testimony. You hold my miracle. You hold my next level. I am telling you. That's how we handle stages. You say, Lord, let me know. Let me learn my lessons. Lord, I am willing. Let's pray. Say, Lord.
Lord.
Whatever stage I am.
Whatever stage I am.
I thank you.
I thank you.
I thank you.
I thank you.
I surrender.
I surrender.
I thank you.
I thank you.
And I surrender.
And I surrender.
I thank you.
I thank you.
And I surrender.
And I surrender.
Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you.
And I surrender.
And I surrender.
Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you.
And I surrender.
And I surrender.
Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank
you. And I surrender.
And I surrender.
Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank
you. And I surrender.
And I surrender.
Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you.
And I surrender.
And I surrender.
Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I
and I surrender.
And I surrender.
Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I
and I surrender.
And I surrender.
Lord, I thank you.
Lord,
and I surrender. Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you.
And
I surrender.
Lord, I surrender.
Lord,
I surrender.
Lord,
I surrender.
Lord,
I surrender.
Lord, I surrender.
Lord, I surrender.
Lord, I surrender.
Lord, I surrender.
Lord, I surrender.
Lord, I surrender.
Lord, I surrender.
Lord, I surrender.
Lord, I surrender.
Lord, I surrender.
Lord, I surrender. Help me
in
to
Jesus'
learn my
mighty
lessons,
name.
I pray. Amen.
Isaiah 43, verse 2. Isaiah 43, verse 2. And Psalm 23, verse 5. Psalm 23, verse 5. Look, God is with you always. One thing you should know, that at every stage, you are not alone. At every stage, you are just not alone. Look, that is where, when God is closer to you more than you can think. I'm telling you. That is when God is closer to you more than you can think. Every stage, God is closer to you, but he doesn't make you feel him. So that he can know you. When he said to Abraham, go sacrifice Isaac. When Abraham got there, he didn't see God. He was just obeying. But after he took the knife, then he heard the voice of God. Abraham, Abraham, don't touch your son. Now I know. Look, you don't know. That situation you are going through with your husband, your wife. Look, God is closer to you more. You see, that is when you should be careful. Angels are taking note. Look, when you cry, you haven't seen. When you say, God, why? You haven't seen. In fact, when you grumble a little, you haven't seen like Job. You have not seen. No. But when the grumbling and the crying lead you to backslide, you won't go to church again. You won't go to church early. You will not do this again. You will stop. That is where you have a problem. But when you just say, Ajay, oh God, why? So some few, we all do it. Oh, I've done it. In fact, the past 2 years, I've done it on a few occasions. Later, I say, God, I'm sorry. Oh, God, forgive me. You know the flesh, oh God. Please have mercy on me, oh God. I beg you. You know. And then he will smile at me, and then we will continue. Say, Lord.
Lord.
I know you are with me.
I know you are with me.
In this stage.
In this stage.
I am not alone.
I am not alone.
In this stage.
In this stage.
I am not alone.
I am not alone.
In this stage.
In this stage.
I am not alone.
I am not
in this stage.
I am not alone.
In this stage.
I am not alone.
In this stage.
I am not alone.
In this stage. I am not alone. In this stage. I am not alone.
In this stage.
I am not alone.
Lord,
you are with me.
You are with me.
You are with me.
You are with me.
You are with me. You are with me. You are with me.
You are with me.
You are with me. You are with me. You are with me. Lord, you are with me.
Lord,
you are with me.
Lord, you are with me.
Lord, you are with me. Lord, you are with me.
Lord,
you are with me.
Lord, you are with me.
Lord, you are with me.
In this stage.
In this stage.
This stage.
In this stage. I am not alone.
I am not alone.
In this stage.
I am not alone.
In this stage. I am not alone.
In this stage.
I am not alone.
In this stage.
I am not alone.
In this stage.
I am not alone.
In this stage,
I am not alone.
In this stage,
I am not alone.
In this stage,
I am not alone.
In
this stage,
I am not alone.
The Lord is with me.
The Lord is with me.
The Lord is with me.
The Lord
is with me. The Lord is with me. The Lord is with me. The Lord is with me. The Lord is with me. I am not alone.
I am not alone.
I am not alone. Lord, you are with me.
I am not alone.
Lord, you are with me.
I am not alone.
Lord, you are with me.
I am not alone.
Lord, you are with me.
I am not alone.
Lord, you are with me.
I am not alone.
Lord, you are with me.
I am not alone.
Lord, you are with me.
I am not alone.
Lord, you are with me.
I am not alone.
Lord, you are with me.
I am not
alone.
Lord, you are with me.
I am not alone.
Lord, you are with me.
I am not alone.
Lord, you are with me.
I am not alone.
I am not alone.
You haven't left
me, Lord. You have not left me the hands of my
enemy. In Jesus' name.
I am not alone.
Somebody should write these 3 points down. How to handle stages. One, thank God. That's what we have done. Thank God for the stage. no matter how painful it is. Two, say to this to the Lord, you are with me. Lord, you are with me. Lord, I know you are with me. I know in this pain, you are with me. In this loneliness, you are with me. In this indebtedness, Lord, you are with me. Lord, you are with me, because your word says you will never leave me nor forsake me. So that's number two. Declare to the Lord you are with me. Number three, tell the stage you hold my miracle. That's the three we are going to do right now. My testimony is in you. My next level is in you. I am coming out of this stage victoriously. My testimony is in you. My victory is in you. And then four, Lord, what condition should I create? What should I do? How should I behave? Number one, how to face stages. Thank God for the stage. No matter how bitter or unpleasant it is, the Bible says that in all things we should do what? Give thanks. Somebody should write it. How to handle stage. Number one, thank God. No matter how bitter or unpleasant it is. For the Bible says, in all things, we should give thanks. Number two, tell God, I know you are with me. I am not alone. Lord, you promise in your word that you never leave me nor forsake me. So I know you are with me. Then number three, talk to the stage. Tell the stage, you this suffering, you hold my testimony. You this situation, my testimony is in you. My miracle is in you. You are making my life bitter, better. You are making you this bitterness. You are making my life better. I am coming out as the best. My next level, you are preparing me. You this stage, you are preparing me for my next level. You are preparing me for my glorious level. That's the third thing you should do. You speak to the stage. Number four. Then ask God, what condition should I create? These points are very important because I'm going to use them to teach. Ask God, what condition should I create? What condition should I create, Lord? What condition should I create? Then number five, command any demon that is taking advantage. My God, oh God, I owe you an offering for these 5 points. Somebody, write them down and follow them. Command, number five, command any demon or spirit that is trying to take advantage. Through people. Look, the devil speaks through people. Ho, media ehemia, ankamajayo. If it is me, ko, asori wei. You don't know this man. Who told you? Look, there is a prophet here. Or Ankami, Awarewei, Ankamajayo. Sure, this marriage, this man, like me, I would have gone. So and so. This and people, look, be careful. Some of these people, they are your close friends. In fact, people that must be pitied in life are people who have close friends that they share everything with. Look, I have somebody who used to interpret my dreams. We pray together. I go and pick this person. We'll go to the bush. We pray together. We'll be having all night in my house. Praying together. When something happened between us and finally the person had to leave, it was then I got to know that the person was just on assignment. I told the prayer warriors yesterday and they were shocked. The person went somewhere and was saying that, as for me, when he gives prayer point that we should pray like this, I just pray that God humble him. Use this situation to humble him. Use this situation to humble him. He's too proud. Use this situation to do him like this. Look, let me tell you, you don't know people until they have left you. You don't know people until they have left you. Your best friend, you don't know the person until something has happened. Look, sometimes it is good for things to happen. When things happen, That is when you know the true nature of people. So sometimes God himself, he allowed things to happen between us. He allowed things so that we know people, we know each other. The rest of the 2 minutes, say, Lord, I know you are with me. And now I command this situation, this stage. You hold my testimony. You hold my miracle. You are preparing me for my next level. You this stage. You can't destroy me. You can never destroy me. You this stage. You are not made to destroy me. You are made to prepare me for my next level. Because my next level is in you. My next level is in you. My testimony is in you. My breakthrough is in you. My promotion is in you. You this stage, you this difficulty, you this painful experience, you this time that I'm going through, these challenges, these attacks, these trials, these battles, you hold my miracle. You hold my testimony. You hold my miracle. You hold my miracle. Hold my testimony. You hold my miracle. You 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 hold my testimony. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Number 4. Say, Lord.
Lord.
Help me.
Help me.
By teaching me.
Me,
the condition I should create,
the conditions
how
I should
behave,
how I should behave,
how I should handle myself,
how I should handle myself.
Lord, help me.
Lord, help me.
Lord, help me.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, help me.
Lord, help me.
Let me know.
Let me know
how I should behave.
How I should behave.
Let me know.
Let me know
how I should act.
How I should act.
Let me know.
Let me know
how I should handle
how I should
what I should do. Lord, let me know. Let me know.
Lord, let me know.
Lord, let me know. Lord, let me know. Lord, let me know. Lord, let me know.
No.
Lord, let
how
me know.
I should behave.
Lord, teach me,
help me
the conditions
know.
I should create.
I should
how
create.
I should
yes,
handle
Lord.
Myself.
Ma.
What I should do, oh Lord.
How I should
at this stage, oh
yes,
God.
At
this stage, oh God.
Help
Holy Spirit, teach me.
Know how I should behave.
Teach me and lead
how
me.
Should handle.
In Jesus'
yes,
mighty name. And lastly, say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the
Christ.
Name of Jesus Christ.
Any demon. Any evil spirit that want to hide. In this stage. To take advantage. I rebuke you.
I nail you to the cross.
I rebuke you. I nail you to the cross.
I rebuke you.
Any evil spirit. Any demon.
Any altar.
Any covenant.
Any agent
of the devil that wants to take advantage
of this stage in my life.
I rebuke you. I nail you to the cross.
I rebuke you.
I rebuke you. I rebuke you and I nail you to the cross. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Do you know what the Lord is telling me? I've taken you through school. Say, this morning, I've taken my children through school. And as many as have gone through this school, they are coming out better. I can see people shining.
Amen.
Every name. I'm seeing bright light. Bright light shining on each name. The Lord is saying, I am beautifying them. I use your stages to beautify you. The Lord is saying this morning, he has beautified you. He has beautified you. He has deposited something in your life that people who know you before, they will see you and they will be surprised. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Until we meet again, until we meet at the 11th hour prayer parade, we meet again on Wednesday and Friday at the same time. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Peace.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.